Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Apple's scary fast event could finally unveil refreshed iMacs packed with the M3 chip. Hyundai to hold software upgrade clinics across the United States for vehicles targeted by thieves. Meta says users and businesses have 600 million chats on its platform every day. Amazon workers are in a warehouse of pain, independent report finds. This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to episode 1701 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, October 26th. This show is sponsored by GoDaddy.com and supported by listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And you can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming a Geek News Central insider. We are lit and live with apps from podcastapps.com. Join the value for value revolution. Earn sats just by switching to a new modern podcast app, or support the show with your time and your talent versus your treasure. I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all new listeners to the show. Thank you for being here. Thanks for checking out the podcast for the very first time. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Follow and subscribe to the podcast while you're there on your most favorite podcast app. We want you to sign up for the newsletter as well. The newsletter contains everything that I'm going to be talking about today that is contained in the show notes delivered directly to the inbox of your email. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat for our social interact integration. So get over to geeknews.chat. You can always contact me via email, geeknews@gmail.com, on X at geeknews. Of course, you can follow me on first Facebook, just searching for my name, Todd Cochran. Hey, all the partner shows are linked to geeknewscentral.com, includes the new media show, which is co-hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, the Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, and the GNC Week in Review with Kirk, our executive producer here, and Scott, his co-host. Definitely check those shows out for sure. Of course, this show is sponsored by the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy, and this is where savings begin. You can save large by going over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and start saving today. Get a new domain name for just a penny on that new domain name, or $1.99 a month. Economy hosting for the first year includes a free domain. Yes, $1.99 a month. Economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $2.99 a month. Manage WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. Of course, you can get a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business to business plus plans. All these deals can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And your support keeps this show on the air, allows us to do what we do. And more importantly, your contributions to the show helps us continue to grow the podcast and grow the content on the website. As you notice, this month, we ran out of, essentially what happened was we ran out of a quota. Every year or every month, I put a quota out to the writing team on how many articles they can put out. And we were running about 20 to 23 days worth of quota for content right now. So your support of the show helps us get to a full month of content creation by the writers of the website. So definitely consider supporting the show, and your support goes a long, long ways in helping us do what we do here and the continuation of the podcast and all the great content on the website. So again, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here, but just importantly, you and your support of the show by using GoDaddy products and services, suggesting them to friends and family, people that you know, and at the same time, considering becoming an insider and supporting the podcast. Now, I have a really important announcement, and I'm going to be hitting on this for probably the next couple of months. If you use Google Podcast, you need to move. Google Podcast is slated for shutdown early next year. Please consider picking up a new podcast app. For those of you that are Android users that have been listening to the show for years, we're running 8-9% of you are on Android that use Google Podcast specifically. I need you guys to start shifting as soon as you can. Start looking for a new podcast app. My suggestion is to go to, again, podcastapps.com and get one of those modern podcasting apps and get moved over to a new app. It's time to start doing that now, because at some point, that functionality in Google Podcasts is going to stop. It's going to come to a screeching stop. And we don't want you to be lost from the show or any of the other podcasts that you may listen to. So please consider that. Please consider the move to a new app if you're using Google Podcasts today, as soon as possible. And thank you so much for your consideration. Hope you're all doing well. It's been a rough week, not just from a work standpoint. It's been pretty busy. I put in 10 and 12 hour days this week, just trying to get caught up. I just finally today cleared some backlog on email. It's just been a lot of stuff, just because we're doing a lot of paperwork. We're doing a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on the website. Some of it not apparent, some of it very apparent. Not at Geek News Central, but at my company. So definitely, appreciate you guys hanging with me here. I go home at night and just have energy to literally do nothing. So I want to thank Kirk and his job for taking care of the show notes and taking care of the indexing of the timestamps and everything that goes along for you all to have a better experience in the chapter files that go out with the show. It is greatly appreciated. All right, so let me go ahead and get into the stackola of stuff that we have tonight. And Apple just dropped this event big time on us here, just like I think I saw the announcement come in yesterday. But Apple fans have another event to look forward to. Scary Fast, scheduled for October 30th. The company's predictably not giving anything away. However, new leaks are suggesting the tech giant is finally ready to announce IMAX. With the M3 chip, a redesigned stand, and hopefully some new color options. That is the rumor. And so we'll see. Now, hopefully there's not an M2 iMac. So let's hope it's an M3. Industry analyst and renowned Apple leaker Mark Gurman shared his predictions. According to Gurman, the M3 iMac has been in the works for a long time, with the machine apparently going into production months ago. He also notes that we probably won't see a lot of change in terms of external design, but we could see a lot of hidden internal adjustments and possibly a new stand. And he expects the color schemes to be similar to the existing M1 Mac. And I don't need an iMac at this point. I'm good. Matter of fact, my next computer will probably be a Mac Mini for the house or even the office. They work fantastic, and then you just use the monitor of your choice. Hyundai is going to be holding a software upgrade clinic across the United States for vehicles targeted by thieves. These mobile clinics will be at 5 U.S. locations, only 5. So they'll run 2 to 3 days or on adjacent to weekends in New York City, Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Rochester, New York. They'll take place between October 28th and November 18th. They'll also support single-day regional clinics run by dealerships before the end of 2023. The automaker listed the affected vehicles being the 2822 Accent, the 2011-22 Elantra, 2013-2020 Elantra GT, the 2013-2014 Genesis Coupe, the 2018-22 Kona, 20-21 Palisade, 2013-22 Santa Fe, the 13-18 Santa Fe Sport, the 2019 Santa Fe XL, the 2011-19 Sonata, the 2011-22 Tucson, the 2012-17 and 2019-21 Veloster, and the 20-21 Venue. So a lot of vehicles. And these vehicles are being stolen left and right. So obviously they're trying to make this event happen and get as many of you that have these vehicles in. And hopefully you're close to one of these and go to dealer and get this this software upgrade. Meta announced that users and businesses have 600 million chats on this platform every day. I think in our business chat, it's probably a dozen a week. We're doing more stuff on social than we are in our message areas. So definitely in groups, there's more interaction than actually on the messaging side. So it tells you a lot of people reach out on Facebook. And matter of fact, sometimes they need technical support. They reach out on Facebook before they send a support ticket, which drives us crazy because we've got everyone watching a support email, support system, and then people are sending messages in Facebook in which we're not living in 24/7 at all. So we try to keep telling people, send your support ticket, you know, don't do it on Amazon. And I know sometimes people are looking for a quick fix, but oftentimes they get wrong information as well. Amazon workers are in a new warehouse of pain, independent report finds, according to the Register. 6.9 injuries per 100 employees. Try 69% taking time off for injuries, exhaustion. This survey concludes. Amazon probably has some explaining to do. In contrast to the 6.9 injuries for every 100 workers that Amazon self-reported the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, in 2022, 69% of Amazon and warehouse employees had to take unpaid time off due to pain or exhaustion in the past month, and 34% have had to do so three or more times. Additionally, 41% of employees report having been injured on the job at an Amazon warehouse, a figure that climbs to 51% for those who've worked there for 3 or more years. The data and additional findings that contradicts Amazon's own reporting was sourced from 1,484 Amazon workers at 451 facilities across 42 states and collected by a pair of researchers from the University of Illinois Chicago Center for Urban Economic Development. Now, here's the thing. When people are doing survey data and they're not happy with their employer, what's the easiest thing to do is to stick it to them. Oh, yeah, I've been tired. I've took a day off because I was too tired to go to work. Well, was it because of work? Or was it because of drinking? Was it because you didn't feel good? Is it because you didn't get out of bed on time? You know, what was really the issue? So survey data, in my opinion, can be flawed. I see this all the time in the podcasting space when we're told all kinds of statistics and we go to our data and it says, none of this makes sense. Tesla's first big supercharger deal is a $100 million sale to British Petroleum. The oil and gas company's EV charging arm will be the first independent network with its own superchargers. By buying $100 million worth of supercharger hardware from Tesla, this is the first company to purchase the DC fast charging equipment for use in a third-party charging network. Tesla's equipment can charge at up to 250 kilowatts and features a magic dot connector to connect using the standardized North American charging standard plug from Tesla or a CCS combo. BP Pulse plans to start installing the new chargers next year at businesses under the BP family of brands like Travel Centers of America, Thornton's, Amoco, and its upcoming GigaHub charging sites and third-party locations like Hertz rental car sites. The first deployment locations on the list will include Houston, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. Yes, once again, big cities. So, rural America continues to not have many chargers. In an interesting video, Boston Dynamics turned its robot dog into a talking tour guide with ChatGPT. The company used ChatGPT to train its four-legged bot to answer questions and generate responses about its facility. So it's an interesting 8-minute YouTube video. It's a little creepy, but it's in the voice of a fancy butler. But apparently it's not the only persona Spot assumes. He takes on the personality of a teenager, an archaeologist, and a Shakespearean time traveler. So it's very comical. So I'll let you play through it. Link will be up, of course, in the show notes. Do you know what your kids are doing on Roblox? Do you know that huge numbers of them are protesting pro-Palestinian, are attending pro-Palestinian protest? Kids are attending virtual pro-Palestinian protests on Roblox in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. And so far, one virtual protest area has been visited more than 275,000 times. More than 4 in 10 Roblox gamers are 12 years or younger, as Roblox data from December 22, and 60% of the users were 16 years or younger. So, I don't care where your politics on this, please educate your children. And letting them know, giving them a little education one way or the other. So it is curious, but do you know where your kids are going on Roblox? Vice President Kamala Harris is going to lead the U.S. representation at the U.K. Artificial Intelligence Summit. Okay. She's going to take center stage at this summit. Following President Biden's forthcoming executive order on the transformative tech, according to, she'll be accompanied by her husband, and will embark on the trip next week, returning on November 2nd. So she will be presenting the Democratic administration's stance on AI, followed by active participation discussion on the topic the subsequent day. And the second husband is expected to engage with civil, is that the right term? Is expected to engage with civil society organizations, emerging leaders with a focus on science education, gender parity, and combating hatred. So anyway, that's where your leadership is going next week. Huawei's China smartphone sales, a surge in quarter three as Apple declines. Not surprising here. China's smartphone sales grew strongly as shoppers snapped up its Mate 60 series phone, two research firms said on Thursday, with one noting this was helping narrow the market share gap with top brands such as Apple. Huawei recorded 37% year-on-year increases in smartphone sales in the quarter, thanks to Mate 60, while they noted its market share continued growing and it's narrowing the gap with leading rivals. If Huawei's new Kirin chips are expanding to mid-range to low-end products in the future, it will have the potential to further disrupt the competition among top brands. So I'm sure many of you have never seen a Huawei phone. I personally would not own one. Not surprisingly, the banks which loan Elon Musk money to help buy Twitter expect to lose $2 billion on the debt. The banks are now preparing to unload the debt and expect to take a 15% hit per the Wall Street Journal. The biggest lenders, mainly Morgan Stanley and Bank of America, would lose hundreds of millions of dollars. So downloads of the apps have fell by 30%. And Fidelity, the asset manager, which owns a stake in the company, has marked Twitter's valuation down by 2/3, making the company worth about $15 billion. And bankers close a deal told the Journal that X could be given a junk bond rating, meaning it's a risk of defaulting on loans due to both the Musk controversial management style and wanting ad market. People for the matter told the newspaper the banks are expecting to take a 15% or $2 billion in total. So not surprising. So will X be here a year from now? I think so. Google is building a subsea cable linking the U.S. to Australia. The Google cable also connected Pacific Islands to U.S. and Australia. So, announcing collaboration with the Australian government, the South Pacific Connect Initiative, which will see the tech giant Australian government work with various partners, including the Fiji International Telecommunications Office of Posts and Telecommunications, of French Polynesia, AP Telecom, and Vocus Group. The U.S. government is committed to spending $15 million in multiple stages, beginning with $5 million investment. Australia will fund the majority of the project, coughing up $50 million to cover the rest of the bill. The connection is set to comprise two lines, and a series of branching points have been strategically placed along the cable's routes in order to extend connections to other Pacific islands. The ocean and its landmasses are prone to events like natural disasters. So what is potential here is they want to instead extend into the Federated States of Micronesia, Marshall Islands, Nauru, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Timor-Leste, Tuvalu, and Vanuatu. That would be lovely. Federated States of Micronesia include Saipan and other jurisdictions. Moving on here, the online safety bill in the UK has become law. The divisive internet rules are in place now. After years of debate, the government's controversial OSB is in force. It seeks to force tech firms to take more responsible content on their platforms. WhatsApp is among the messaging services to threaten to withdraw from the UK over the act. Platforms will need to show they are committed to removing illegal content, including child sexual abuse, controlling a course of behavior, extreme sexual violence, illegal immigration and people smuggling, promoting and facilitating suicide, promoting self-harm, animal cruelty, selling illegal drugs or weapons, and terrorism, along with deep fake stuff. So this is a big one for online companies. OSB is in place. Amazon has a new AI generator that might finally mean the end of boring ads. I doubt it. In a bid to boost ad performance, Amazon's unveiled its very own AI art generator. It's not quite kettle and toaster set in the style of Van Gogh, but the new tool will let advertisers on the site generate lifestyle-led backgrounds for product shots. No more dodgy Photoshop jobs or painful plain white backgrounds. So the name of the game is, according to the e-com giant, is maximizing impact with minimizing effort. And what have you thought about some of our album art or episode art recently? Have we been doing okay? Kind of runs home to mom a little bit and give me similar themes, so I have to kind of kick it a little bit once in a while. Amazon, their earnings have beat estimates on sales but misses targets for the cloud. Amazon shares climbed as much as 5% after hour trading. Amazon's cloud business, AWS, fell slightly short of analyst net sales expectations, coming at $23.06 billion against the $23.13 expected. However, the silver linings, AWS sales were up 12% year over year. And division operating income is also up, soon coming in at $7 billion. So I know we send AWS a lot of money. But anyway, the earnings rundown, net sales $143.08 billion. They did expect $141.56. Earnings per share was 94 cents a share. Operating margin was 7.8%. Q4 net sales was 100 to 167 billion actual. So Amazon continues to do well in all regards. Ticketmaster still hiding ticket fees, a senator has said. Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster, promised to scrap hidden fees early this year. But one senator says the company's not doing enough. In a letter to Live Nation, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, called on the company to turn on all-in pricing filter that it added this year by default. Klobuchar said it's still too difficult for users to turn on the filter that's buried within a tab that gives no indication it contains the option in the first place. Responding, Live Nation argues that it's fulfilled its pricing promise, and it says the agreement only applied to events held at venues. Live Nation operates and did not extend to venues the company doesn't control. But legislation might be on the way. Earlier this year, she introduced the Unlock Ticketing Markets Act, a bill that would empower the Federal Trade Commission with authority to challenge contracts, ticketing platforms that enter into venues. So we'll see what happens. I've never been able to buy anything on Ticketmaster. The scalpers always buy the tickets first. This comes as a surprise. JP Morgan says the JPM coin handles $1 billion worth of transactions daily, and the bank plans to continue to widen its usage. But apparently it's transacted on a daily basis, mostly in U.S. dollars. JPM coin enables wholesale clients to make dollar and euro-denominated payments through a private blockchain network. It's one of the few examples of a live blockchain application by a large bank, but remains a small fraction of the trend. $10 trillion in U.S. dollar transactions moved by J.P. Morgan on a daily basis. Wow. $10 trillion they moved through their bank. Is that a number or what? In a shocking move, the U.S. drops the digital trade demands at the World Trade Organization to allow room for stronger tech regulation. The U.S. is withdrawing proposals made in 2019 by the previous administration, insisting that the World Trade Organization e-commerce rules allow free cross-border data flows and prohibit national requirements for data localization in reviews of the software source code, aka China can't see the source code of the e-commerce site. This decision has angered some lawmakers who said it would put U.S. firms at a disadvantage. The official said U.S. policy must take into account regulatory objectives, balancing the right to regulate and the public interest, the need to address anti-competitive behavior. The withdrawal made in Geneva during a meeting with the U.S. official saying that the U.S. was reviewing its approach to trade rules in sensitive areas such as data and source code. This is a big win for China. Senator Ron Wyden, the Oregon Democrat who leads the Senate Finance Committee, called the move a win. A Democrat called this a win for China, not a Republican, saying it would strengthen the Chinese model of internet censorship and government surveillance. I do not doubt this whatsoever. The current administration is very friendly with everybody, to the point of disgust in some regards. Google Maps is getting new AI-powered search updates and enhanced navigation interface and more. These new AI-powered features are designed to make it easier for users to search, explore their surroundings, and get to their destinations. The companies make it easier to find specific items near you and find inspiration for things to do. Giving EV drivers more information about chargers because they have to keep running out of juice and have to be towed. The tech giant is updating search and maps to make it easier to find specific things near you. You know, when you're an EV and you start traveling through non-city areas, you better plan accordingly. I see a lot of electric cars being towed on the highway, on trailers, being towed to charging stations when they get into rural America because there's no chargers. Uber begins offering rides in self-driving Waymo cars. Uber users in Phoenix will be able to ride in a fully autonomous car. Customers can choose to accept or reject autonomous option. There is a 24/7 helpline for passengers who are traveling in a Waymo vehicle. So, interesting. Autonomous Uber rides will be serviced by Waymo vehicles, and rides will be the same price as traditional car rides. Spokesperson add that both Uber and Waymo have received support from local regulators. Customers request a ride in Uber X, Uber Comfort Electric, or Uber Green within Waymo's operating territory could be paired with one of its cars. Meanwhile, shares of Uber closed down 4% today. Well, at the International Space Station, they got a leak. Spacewalk turns into space work as cosmonauts grapple with ISS leak. Of course, a towel is just about the most massively used thing in an interstellar hitchhike. Let me read that again. I blew it. A towel is just about the most massively useful thing an interstellar hitchhiker can carry, right? You all guys know the reference there, right? Streamed live on NASA TV, the spacewalkers had several tasks, but the cosmonauts got all kinds of fluid liquid on them. Radiator panels were leaking. They brought some towels to mop up the mess, but they didn't have enough. So I guess this stuff is in a state that really doesn't freeze. I guess that's the case when it's exposed to the vacuum of space. Well, with this mess, they were advised to leave the area and get on with the rest of spacewalk tasks, which didn't go very well. A nanosatellite to test solar cell technology was released, but the sail failed to deploy. A synthetic radar communication system was also installed, but one of the four panels could not be fully deployed. So eventually, controllers decided to further work to a future date, and they had a heck of a time cleaning up as they went into the pressurized area of the International Space Station. So got to take a towel, ladies and gentlemen. The question is how they wash a towel in space. Does that just end up in a hazmat bag? I would assume. Ford is testing drone deliveries at the derelict train station in Detroit it's rehabbing. The Ford subsidiary that operates the train station, Michigan Central, announced today it was teaming up with the state's Department of Transportation to test out the use of unmanned aircraft to deliver medicine, food, and other small items to nearby residents. It's being done during what's being called the Detroit's Advanced Aerial Innovation Region, an area within a 3-mile radius of Michigan Central Station, which drones can conduct deliveries to nearby homes. The ultimate goal is to get approval from the FAA that allows drone operators to fly further and beyond visual sight lines, but it's also opened up a new line of revenue. And its partners was what was projected to be a $50 billion industry by 2030. So more on that. And I don't know what it's doing with this abandoned train station. I guess remodeling it. The European government sees emails hacked by Russian zero day. And actually, I saw a DEF CON presentation on YouTube yesterday that pretty much blew me away. And it was a competitor to one of the services I use. And thank God my service is doing everything right as compared to the other one. So it was about mail relay and being able to spoof it to send emails. But emails belonging to the European government institutions were being harvested by a Russian state-sponsored threat actor for at least 5 days. Cybersecurity researchers from ESET found a group known as Winter Vivin leveraging a zero-day in the Round Cube webmail client and to exfiltrate the emails. Being a stored cross-site scripting vulnerability, attackers were able to leverage it by sending a specially crafted email that contained an SVG document to inject malicious JavaScript code, going after European Union targets. No surprise. The monkey business continues. All right, ladies and gentlemen, very short show today. Going to bring us to the end. We're going to get it wrapped up. Happy to get 1701 in the can. Not only 99 more to get to 1800. Hope you enjoyed the show today. If you have comments about the podcast, please send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. I'm at Geek News on X. Don't forget about our sponsor, GoDaddy. Go out there and pick up a product or service. Use one of my promo codes. Share them with your friends, family members, the people that you know. But before we leave, we do have some announcements. 1,000 sats from Sam Sethi. Hey, Todd, loving the show. 1,700 sats from ePodcaster. I'm a fan of Claude, but also pay for ChatGPT Plus. Both are big help with transcripts to show notes. 2,000 sats from Bob. He says, hey, Todd, here's a few more geek bucks. Just got back from a cruise to the Bahamas, and when we were in dock near Cape Canaveral, we got to see one of Elon Musk's SpaceX Falcon 9 launches. We're at the back of the ship topside, and it flew across the top of the stage from left to right and up into space. It was on 17 October where they launched 22 more Starlink satellites. Pretty impressive. Bob from Dover, New Hampshire. What else? Okay, those are all from Geek News Central. And we did have a number of you that emailed me, and I did get my 3,000 email backlog under control. A number of you that emailed me and said, hey, I basically saw what you were talking about. And let me go to the mail comments here and I'll read the one that was specific. So Sam Garcia says, I think you were referring to the intentional misspelling on the cake to celebrate the 1700th episode. Well, Sam, it wasn't intentional. The AI wrote it that way, and there was no way I could correct it. Brian sent, congrats on the 1700 episode of the Geek News Central. Great job, and thanks for all you do. I saw the 1700 cake on the stream. Nice artwork. Here's more to come. Be healthy. But Brian did not mention the misspelling. So in that instance, Sam gets the Amazon gift card. So Sam, I got your email. We'll send it your way. Thanks for your input, everyone. And thanks everyone for the boost that came in from the show. That's how to do it with one of those brand new fangled podcasting apps. And again, if you are a Google Podcast listener, you need to move to a new app at podcastapps.com right away. And for those of you that have switched to a new podcast app and you need some Satoshis, send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. I'll send you some sats. All you got to do is tell me your Lightning address, whether it be on Fountain, whether it be on Albie, wherever it may be. Let me know. I'll send you some sats that you can use with other shows to send boosts, just like the folks that were listening to our show, Sam, E-Podcaster, Bob, Scott, all the folks, Dave Jackson, all the folks that are using these to send words of encouragement, feedback to the show. It's greatly appreciated. All right, it's been my pleasure being in the podcast. I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm going to continue this weekend as I've been going through and like decluttering the loft. It's in need of it. This office is in need of it too. My front of my office is a wreck right now. So maybe I can get all that done this weekend. Maybe I can take a breather. But hope you all do well. Stay safe. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time back here on Monday for another edition of the Geekness Central podcast. It's been my pleasure to bring you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.